Hello, hello, you beautiful, beautiful people. How is it going? Episode 53 on the 6th of the 8th, 2021. We finally got that right. Could have been pretty embarrassing sitting here all the time saying that it was still July, but we haven't. I realised. Let's go. So, again, I've caught up because this is... Is it Wednesday today? I don't even know what day it is. I think it's Wednesday. Oh no, it's Thursday. Sorry. It's Thursday today, but this is coming out on Friday the 6th. My head is all over the place. It's been quite a busy Thursday for me. I hope that your Thursday went absolutely fine. I've been down in Montrose with little Junior, going and seeing my friend and his wife and their kid. We've been their house sitting for his mother at the moment. And so they're down in Inverbervie. So we went across to Montrose, to the splash park that's just at the beach there. So, but it was one of those days where it was absolutely gorgeous in Aberdeen, and then as soon as we got out to like Stonehaven, then the fog started rolling in down there, and then when we got down to his, or his mum's, the weather was not as nice as Aberdeen, shall we say. But yeah, it was really nice to spend the day with them, actually. It's been total jam-packed. We were at that splash play, and then little Junior and their little girl, they were in the splash park bay. I thought there was going to be a bit for adults, but it's totally not. But it's quite good, actually. It's quite good. You see, as soon as you go out of Aberdeen, there's so much things for kids to be doing down in Angus. I mean, it just seems like up here it's all like not very good parks and the schemey areas, and then yeah, as soon as you start going into town, there's absolutely nothing for the kids to be doing. It all just costs loads and loads of money. Whereas down in Montrose, they've got that splash park that's completely free, along with like a massive park behind you. And so yeah, the kids really enjoyed that, even though the weather was pretty poor. We were gonna go swimming as well. We were gonna go sea swimming, but the wind was pretty bad. The sea looked very, very choppy. So it was an executive decision of being like, nah, let's not do that today. It looks pretty cold, and there's nothing worse than going sea swimming and it being freezing and then getting out and it's totally freezing as well. So we decided against it. There was a couple of times during the day that it was like, well, it's looking not too bad now, but yeah, the wind was still up. I think it was about 30 miles per hour winds and stuff like that, and just noticed my bloody catchphrase there. God's sake. Like, you see now that the lovely lady in my life has pointed that out to me, I hear it all the time, and just like you lot probably hear it all the time as well when I say that. And it's pretty annoying. It's well annoying me now because I now notice that I'm saying it. No. So yeah, we were gonna go swimming, and there was a couple of points where we were contemplating on going swimming, but the wind was really up. The 30 miles per hour gusts, I think it was about 20 miles per hour winds, just off the cuff, kind of like while we were down there as well. But the kid, like, kids just do not seem to care. You see, if it's like windy and cold, and then they're in freezing cold water, and then they don't seem to bother. They don't seem to mind. Saying that, they weren't in there that long, but it was quite fun. There was loads of spraying bits, and there was a gun that the kids were spraying each other with, and then like little fountain bits that were coming up. So we got them in their swimming trunks and swimming costume, and they had a great time. And then they got an ice cream, and then we were playing in the park behind us, and then it got absolutely freezing. My mate's little girl, she was absolutely shivering cold, so they had to go and take her back in the car. And then we went and got some food. And then we booked them into the play area down in Montrose, and that was really good as well. I've got my GoPro as well. I've been testing that out the past couple of days. There is a video up on my YouTube. I also posted it up on my Instagram as well. I think I posted it up on to my TikTok as well, of me swimming in Cruden Bay River. And that was absolutely freezing, but that was yesterday. So that it wasn't so windy. It was actually quite nice and warm out in Cruden Bay. So I never realised how murky the water was, or cloudy the water was out there. But there was a bunch of fishes swimming next to me, so I was like, oh, that would be great with the GoPro, but you couldn't even see them. The water was that murky. So I'm definitely gonna need to get it to a bit where it's very more crystal clear kind of water. I've got a bit up at, or the bit that we went down to, that Edzell walk, that blue door walk. The river there would be absolutely perfect because that's properly crystal clear. You could see straight through that, so that would be pretty cool getting in there with the GoPro, and there was loads of fish swimming around as well, so that would be pretty cool going and trying that out. So I reckon that's on the cards at some point. Sorry, it was gonna happen. It's quite late. I've been driving loads. I could feel it coming as soon as I started talking, to be quite honest. So the GoPro is something else though. Like I was taking some videos of the kids, me and the kids in the play area down in Montrose, and we were going down the slide with it and all that. I think I posted that up on the TikTok of me and the kids sliding down the slides. And my, like, the little junior is he well just makes friends instantly. Like, he had this girl kind of like hovering around him. I even saw them holding hands at one point as well, walking over the bridge and all that kind of stuff. They're holding hands, which is quite cute. But yeah, he made friends. I think he made friends with a boy first, and then when I went to try and find them, they were trying to kick each other, so then I told them off. Or I think Max was trying to kick him, and the kid was like, oh, I'm okay, don't worry. And I was like, yeah, but he shouldn't be trying to kick you anyway, little punk. And then after that, I think that little kid needed to go for some food, and then he met up with another girl. And then he was playing with that little girl, and then I was playing with the two of them as well. But it was good, it was interesting. It was good with the GoPro as well, actually, being able to take that kind of footage. And it's really, really good, actually, really good. I really can't wait to get onto a bit that's really clear, with the water is really clear. I think that'll be absolutely amazing, it'll be well cool. And then, yeah, the sound difference, the picture quality is so much better than the 50 quid one. Well, I mean, no doubt, because I paid like an extra 210 quid above that. But then I got like a year subscription with GoPro as well. But you can definitely tell they are really, really, really a nice bit of kit. So I'm over the moon with that. It'll just be interesting to see what I can do. Start going some solo camping trips, and then start getting that up onto YouTube, what I'm doing. I was going to record the podcast, but I don't think my SD card, I think it would only do that. I don't know how long they run for as well. I'd probably waste the battery before I got through the whole time. But I'll also need to check. I've got my other SD card that is in my laptop that I had to give back to my dad because the battery wasn't charging properly. So I needed to give that back to my dad so he could take it back to the guy who I got it from in Cruden Bay, down at the post office. He does his own refurbished computers. So he's replaced the battery for me. So I will get that back on Saturday when I head out for my mum's birthday. I've got the SD card in the front there, and I think that's a 64 gig, so I will need to see how much space and time that'll give me, because the one that I've got in there is just a 32 gig at the moment, so I will need to check that out to see if that is going to be better. But of course it's going to be better, but I need to see how much time I would get from it, and then I might start recording the podcast on the GoPro, and then possibly putting a couple of episodes on. It'd probably be more interesting if there was someone else here that was talking to someone else, but yeah, we will see. I also need to start having to think about the questions that I'm gonna get my pal from TikTok to start doing. I've also got my lovely lady as well. She said that she would come on and possibly do stuff that she knows about, so that might be pretty interesting. Start getting that kind of stuff onto the podcast as well, instead of just me blabbing my face out, because sometimes I don't know, I start struggling what to say, and then I'm like, oh my god, am I just repeating myself? But yeah, down in Montrose basically today, which was absolutely fantastic. And then we went back to Inverbervie after we were at the kids' play area. And then we went out to my mate's mum's garden, and they've got a paddling pool there. So they were the kids were playing in the paddling pool again, getting freezing cold and wet again. And then we had dinner, and then we came back up the road. I've gave little Junior some cereal, and we played a couple of games of his memory games, the bus game. And now he is in his bed watching his tablet, which I'm going to take off of him after I've recorded this, basically. And that has basically been my day today. I see that we have got, well, it won't be today, this will be yesterday for today's podcast, which is on Friday, so this was my day on Thursday. And I also see that we have got thunderstorms on tomorrow. Early doors as well, my god. It's like all day it's saying that we've got thunderstorms. It says that it's meant to start raining at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and then 6, 7, 8, there is no thunderstorms, but then 9, 10, 11, 12, all the way up until 5, basically, we're meant to be having thunderstorms. We've got a yellow warning of rain. So is it persistent heavy rain may cause local flooding in some travel distributes. Heavy, slow-moving showers, some thundering may cause travel disruption and flooding in a few places, and that's basically like the whole of the UK. Yep. Even Saturday as well, it's saying that we could have thunderstorms as well, which is pretty mental. And then hopefully that is going to be it. Hopefully it's going to start getting better again. We'll start getting some nice weather. But that should be good. If we do get the thunderstorms tomorrow morning, then I think that I will be taking little Junior out in the car. We'll take the GoPro and then we'll see if we can get some footage of the thunderstorms, because that would be really, really cool. That would be ace, getting some footage of that. And then I can put that up on my TikTok and YouTube and Facebook. Or no, I'm not on Facebook, sorry. But YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, maybe even Snapchat as well, since I'm still on Snapchat. Alright, I got some pretty decent news as well, actually. I actually got headhunted by a German company called that Martin Welt, or I don't know whether in German it would be Welt DE. So it's martinwelt.com or martin-welt, or the little dash in the middle. Welt.com. And so that's spelled MATTEN with the little dash, and then WELT.com. And I've translated it because it was all German. Oh my God, it's taking it away from me. What an absolute joke. Oh no. Right, just a second. I'll go and copy this again and put in the translating thing so that I understand it. So it says martinwelt.com, now new modern mats of any size. From now on, you can order state of the art and high quality mats from the comfort of your own home in our new floor mats online shop, Shopify. Martinwelt.com combines contemporary mats with fast delivery times and attractive prices, the largest selection of mats of any size of your choice. Thus, our innovative products range offers the right mat for every style and taste, even if you're looking for a gift idea for family, friends, or acquaintances. www.martin-welt.com always has what's right for you. If you're unsure when choosing your mat, just give us a call and get advice. So there we go. And they headhunted me. So if you're looking for a doormat, then go and check them out. They look pretty good. They do all free designs. So yeah, go and check them out. Be much appreciated. Cause now I get kind of sponsored. Well, not sponsored by them, but I think that I, for people that go onto the site, then I get a. Well, if you come and talk to me, I've also got like a header. I've got a website that you need to click on. So if you're interested in that, then you know that my email address is smoky90@gmail.com, or my Instagram is smoky90, or my TikTok is smoky90. Come and find me. I will give you the link and you can go and check it out yourself. It would be greatly appreciated if you could go and check it out. And if you're looking at getting a doormat, then yeah, order it from Germany. I probably need to talk to him as well, though, because I understand that we are not in the EU anymore, so I don't know what would happen there with costs and all that kind of stuff. But I will give him an email and I will find out. But go and check out the website anyway. Give me a shout, get the link, and I will put you onto them. And yeah, that is very good as well. So tomorrow we've got the thunder and lightning. So that would be pretty cool. I'm well hoping that we get some decent thunder and lightning. We had some thunder and lightning a couple of days ago when I done that really fast run. The one where I got absolutely soaked, but I done it in like 29 minutes and 30 seconds. But it was more over Balmerdy way. So we actually didn't see any lightning. But I heard the thunder. But that was about it. So yeah. So hopefully we do get that and it will be pretty decent. I don't think I'm doing much tomorrow. I was trying to have a look at swimming for the little junior, and everywhere's booked. Everywhere's so much they booked. It's unbelievable. I tried to have a look at the beach leisure center, and they're completely booked, and it's like they're booked for like weeks as well. You know, like they're so like. It's just looking like you're not gonna get swimming anytime soon. That's the whole reason why I've been going bloody sea swimming, because you just can't get into places just now. Like, I mean, I could probably get into places, but it's not like little junior. Like, I'm looking for like a play type thing where he can go and play, not just lane swimming. It's an absolute pain in the bum at the moment. And then on Saturday we've got my mum's birthday. I would have went sea swimming tomorrow, but I mean, if it's gonna be chucking it down with rain and thunder and lightning, then it's not the type of place where I want to be going and swimming in the North Sea while it's thunder and lightning. I've seen far too many of those thingy videos where the lightning hits the water. Bugger that. Like, that doesn't look good, being in the water whilst getting hit by lightning. I think I'll pass on that opportunity. But I also need to go and pick up my I think it's my trainers. I think they've been trying to deliver my trainers, but the guy who's been delivering them, I cannot read his writing. He has got some of the most weirdest kind of numbers, and what I will do is I will take a photo of this code. No, actually, bugger that, because it's my code. Someone might be able to steal my trainers. But I'll tell you what I'll do. Once I go and pick up my trainers tomorrow, I will post it up on Instagram, and you can have a look, because I just couldn't read the numbers at all. And then it reminded me of when I was working at DHL. We used to get told off that if when you were writing numbers, I think some guy phoned up and complained, and it was totally about my writing, because my fives look like S's. And I think the guy phoned up and complained that he didn't know whether it was a five or an S. And I was like, yeah, that's definitely me. But this guy's handwriting's even worse. I think he might be Polish or Eastern European, because the number just it's not how I would write that kind of number. Like, I even got the lovely lady of my life to have a look, and she was like, is that a J? And I was like, nah, it's just meant to be numbers. And yeah, even she didn't even know. And I was trying to kind of like decode it so that I could get it sent out on Friday. But again, I was hoping that it was going to be a different delivery driver today, but it was exactly the same delivery driver, and I couldn't understand it. But he has got it. They've just put it back to the depot for me to go and pick it up. I mean, I was out today anyway, so I mean, I knew I was going to miss it, but I was going to ask for it to be out on delivery tomorrow. But I'm quite glad that I didn't get to get through and do that, because that would have been annoying, because then I would have been stuck inside the whole day, whereas at least I can go up there in the morning and I can pick them up myself. And then yeah. And then that'll just be it done, which will be so much easier rather than sitting and waiting all day, and you've got little kids and they're driving you up the wall because they're wanting to be outside and wanting to do something. But then that's the problem. That's why I was trying to get swimming as well, because it's going to be absolutely chucking it down tomorrow. So I was like, right, well, we'll go swimming, but it's completely not. Might need to go like jump in or something along those type of lines. Such an expense, though. Such an expense. See, I much prefer doing free things like going around and looking at castles and going out on big walks, and rather than going and spending money and jump in and all that and all those kind of stuff. But I suppose you don't really have a say in the matter, do you, when it's absolutely crappy weather like that, because you need to go and do stuff. You need to keep them entertained, do you? And if you can't get to a park, or you can't get swimming or anything like that, then yeah, you've got to spend the money, especially if you're staying in Aberdeen. See the drive down to Inverbervie though, having a look at some of the houses down there, and some of the houses down there are absolutely stunning. I quite like Montrose as well, actually. I think it's very, very nice down there. And because it's down in Angus as well, then the housing prices are cheaper. And what, it's only like an hour away from Aberdeen, or 45 minutes away from Aberdeen. The same with Inverbervie. Inverbervie's quite nice. The fact that it's not too far away from Aberdeen, but you're not paying Aberdeen prices for your houses or your rent or anything. And then they've got stuff for the kids to do that isn't going to cost you an arm and a leg. I'm really starting to not hate, but being in the city centre is really starting to annoy me a bit. Especially when I've got the neighbours next door going like playing their music loud and everything. It's just like, oh my God. I totally figured out as well that kind of like the people next door, the guy next door who plays his rap music, that he's got kids and everything like that, you know. So his kids get put to bed, and then he's in through there in the sitting room like with his bass, like going mental. I just don't understand that. I really don't understand that. I mean, when my little boy goes to sleep, I don't have anything on. Anything. Like the TV's not on or anything like that. I don't really watch the TV. When the special lady of my life comes down, then I watch TV with her. We've started watching Mindhunter, because she hadn't seen that, and I remembered how much I got hooked into it the first time that I saw it. So I'm like, I'll quite happily watch that again because it was really, really good, and I would highly recommend it. If you haven't seen it, then I would highly, highly recommend going and watching it. Because it's really, really good. If you're into like your crime programs, and yeah, it's really, really good. What I will go and do is I will go and so it says Mindhunter is an American psychological crime thriller television series created by Joe Penhall, based on the 1995 true crime book Mindhunter, inside the FBI's elite serial crime unit, written by John E. Douglas and Mark Alshaker. The executive producer included Penhall, Charlize Theron, and David Fincher, the latter of whom has served as the series' most frequent director and de facto showrunner, overseeing much of the scriptwriting and production process. The series stars Jonathan Groff and Holt McCallany and Anna Torv, and it follows the founding of the Behavioral Science Unit in the FBI in the late 1970s and the beginning of criminal profiling. And it is, it's absolutely amazing. So what does it say? Mindhunter revolves around FBI agents Holden Ford, Jonathan Groff, and Bill Tench, Holt McCallany, along with psychologist Wendy Carr, Anna Torv, who operate the FBI's Behavioral Science Unit within the training division of the FBI Academy in Quantico, Virginia. Together they launched a research project to interview imprisoned serial killers to understand their psychology, sorry, with the hope of applying this knowledge to solve ongoing cases. The first season takes place from 1977 to 1988 in the early days of criminal psychology and criminal profiling at the Federal Bureau of Investigations. Cameron Britton has a recurring role in this season as a notorious serial killer Edmund Kemper, who is the first to assist Ford and Tench in understanding how a serial killer's minds work. Other notable serial killers featured in the first season include Monty Rizzo, played by Sam Strike, Jerry Burdos, played by Happy Anderson, Richard Speck, played by Jack Edry, and Dennis Rader, also known as BTK, played by Sonny. Can't even pronounce that. Now the second season wasn't as good as the first season, I don't think. I found it very not bad or anything like that. It was still really good, but it definitely wasn't as good as the first season. And I'm well hoping that they take out a third series because like it was really, really good. Excuse me. But yeah, like that's basically all that I've been watching. That is the only thing that I watch. And I understand that not everyone's like me. Like, people like to listen to their music and people like to watch TV to drown out sounds behind them, and or while they're doing stuff, they like to have the TV playing or they like to have music playing. But see, when the bass is that loud that I can hear it through my house, and it's like thud, thud, thud into my house, it's just like, oh my god. It does just drive me up the wall, basically. I just think, where is the consideration? You know that you are staying in a block of flats with six other people, and then you've also got the people who are on the other side of the walls as well. And it's just like, yeah, I just cannot be bothered with it anymore. I'm starting to get really, really old, and it's really starting to annoy me. I just don't know how people can put up with it, you know, like, all through their life. I totally need to start saving up to get a new flat, or not a new flat, just to get my own house. I think that is definitely next on the cards. Just start saving up and buy a house. And that would be absolutely amazing. But yeah, we will see. I need to start making money first before I can start saving up. But it is on the cards. That's definitely what's going to happen. Because I'm not going to say that it's not going to happen, because then that is just telling the universe that it's not going to happen. So it will happen. I will have my own house, and I'll be rolling around in lots of money. I need to start looking at these affiliating programs a bit more to start getting some more sponsors that I can talk about online, and I can talk about them on TikTok and post them up on Instagram and all that kind of stuff, because that's definitely the way that I can start making easy money, basically, just by talking, just doing what I'm already doing, but having a little advert or two at the start. Then hobby days, then it'll just go straight into the podcast. I think I need to do that with the Martin Well DE. So I will record that probably after I've done this, so that the next episode that will either be in the middle. It'll be in the middle of a the middle of the podcast or right at the start, so I can just put them right at the start and then just go straight into the podcast. So sorry people, you're gonna start hearing some adverts, but it'll be me talking about the adverts, so we will see. I'll start doing it properly professional instead of just talking about it. So yeah, I think I will go and record that after this and just record the thing that I just said to use. Then at least I don't need to keep on mentioning it in the podcast. I can just chuck it at the start of my recording. Or in the middle. Probably do that. And then that'll be it. And then hopefully I can start making some money off of that. But yeah, I need to have a proper lick. I need to wait until I get the laptop back. And then I need to start doing my other little money making schemes that I had planned. I will start doing that. But yeah, it's exciting times ahead again. As you probably heard me say, I really feel like it really is exciting times ahead of me. I can really see really good and important things happening in the very near future. And I can start making some proper money. Hopefully start doing the things that I love. I'm hoping that I'm going to start hearing back from the counselling actually, because I think that's what I really want to do. Or something along those type of lines. My mum was saying that her boss has been, she's went to another job. So hopefully I can get in touch with her. She said once she gets her feet in the door, then she might have some volunteering work that might lead to a full-time position, which would be absolutely perfect. I'd quite happily do that. Go and volunteer a couple of days a week. Go and do a few hours. Try and help people with food banks and that kind of stuff. And then that might lead on to full-time work, which would be absolutely perfect. Hopefully I hear back about the housing office, because I think that would be quite good, the housing officer. But we will just wait and see what happens. But I am interested in furthering my skills and going from there, basically. I know that the world has definitely got a calling for me, basically. I can definitely feel that I'm going to be coming on to bigger and better things, basically. So, we'll see what happens. And, yeah, we'll just wait and see. Hopefully something just clicks. Well, I don't know why I'm saying hopefully, because it will just click. Me saying hope is telling the universe that, well, that's not what I'm wanting to happen, and this is what I'm wanting to happen. I was telling my mate and his brother, he's got a twin, and I was saying to them that kind of that our brains filter out 90% of what we perceive, what we see in a day. So if you're constantly thinking about the negative stuff that's happening to you in a day, then your brain's just going to show you the negative stuff. If you think that your life's shit, then it is. It's just going to show you the shit that's in your life. Whereas if you start being grateful for the things that you've got and showing gratitude, then thinking that your life's great, then your brain will start showing you what is great in your life. And it's amazing once you start doing it, because you start focusing on the good things instead of the bad things, and it is, it's really, really amazing. Really amazing once you start doing it. So that is it, you know. We just need to stop focusing on what you don't have and start focusing on what you do have. Start being grateful. And then, And then that's basically it, is it? You know, like, once you can start doing that, then your brain's gonna start showing you what is really good in your life. And you're gonna start appreciating the small things, and you're gonna start focusing on the things that you want. Because those things aren't gonna make you happy. The material wants is definitely not what's gonna make you happy. You need to find that happiness from within yourself. So start doing the things that make you happy, not the things that people are telling you that are gonna make you happy, or what society says that you need to do to make you happy, or any of that kind of stuff. It should just be coming from you. Go and do the things that you absolutely love. And on that bombshell, people, also remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, and be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within yourself. Go and find that happiness from within yourself, please. Peace and love as always. Thanks for tuning in, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Ciao.